This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. In April of 1917, just after the United States became part of World War I, there had been a flurry of activity as the draft was instituted and precautions were being taken. In the April 13, 1917, Roseau paper, this notice was published. The postmaster at Crookston has received orders from the Postal Department that no more mail will be sent from any part of the United States or its possessions to Germany, Austria, Bulgaria, Turkey, or Luxembourg. All letters received at post offices addressed to any parts of these countries will be sent to the dead letter office at Washington. Money orders also to these countries will not be issued. The local post office has not received the order yet. This regulation has been ordered to prevent information or other matter which might prove valuable to the Central Powers from reaching Germany while at war with the United States. In May, another column said this: the Department of Labor has undertaken to assist the Shipping Board in securing help for its task of constructing wooden vessels. The board will need experienced ship carpenters, shipwrights, millwrights, bridge builders, dock workers, joiners, caulkers, and men who are handy with an adze and can quickly learn the heavier work of a shipyard. It also has made an agreement with the Department of Agriculture to assist in the work of securing farm workers. The Department of Agriculture is to find where such workers are needed, the Department of Labor to find workers. Anyone desiring to offer their service in these lines should either write direct to the department or to their representative in Congress. Another column in the same issue told of a new flagpole. A flagpole which was furnished by Israel Schuberg has been erected on the courthouse grounds this week. A flag has been ordered, and the national emblem will soon fly on the county's official grounds. Patriotism was encouraged, even expected, in as many ways as possible. In July of 1917, a state representative of Public Safety Commission visited the city and county. An article told about his speech. Here it is. A representative of the State Commission of Public Safety was in our city Thursday of last week and spent the day among our people in an effort to feel out the sentiment of the people. He also held a conference with our chairman of the Roseau County unit of the commission, Mr. Israel Schuberg, and various municipal and county officials. The representative spent some time with the Times Region Force and made a statement in regard to the part that Roseau County and its people will play in this war, now being prosecuted for the cause of liberty and the protection of the people of Roseau, as well as the entire nation. Here he is quoted, "I find that the seriousness of the war situation in nearly every county throughout the state, and Roseau County is no exception, has not impressed the agricultural classes as it should," said the representative. "They are inclined to leave it to the other fellow and hoping against hope that something or other will bob up to stop the war and allow them to live in peace and happiness as they have been doing for so many years. This war is something that will come home to every citizen of Roseau County before it's over," continued the representative. "And it is idle to deceive ourselves into believing that we can escape our full responsibility. We must prepare our minds and hearts for tremendous sacrifices and be ready to respond when the time comes. Your county chairman, Mr. Schuberg, has handled a difficult task with rare tact and judgment," he said, "and I am glad to receive such good reports as to crop conditions, sentiment of the people, and the patriotism that has been displayed in public and private affairs in this city and throughout Roseau County. And it indicates that the people here are going to see that Roseau County will not be found in the slacker column in any sense of the word." He then went on to describe the State Commission's connection to the county units and the help they offered to the farmers of the area to maximize their productiveness, and describing how their efforts would help to confine the war to Europe and not let it spread to the United States. He said, "For that reason, our boys are now in France, and they must be backed by the undivided loyalty of every citizen of Roseau County. Deutschland über alles means dominion over the world," quoting Prussian doctrine, "and not a man, woman, or child in Roseau County is willing to subscribe to such a doctrine." He then said that the county's crop prospects were good, outside of hay, and said that some effort would be made to provide a market for the surplus heifers that cannot be kept over on account of hay shortage. He believed that the potato crop would be very large that summer and urged the county leaders to find a way to provide storage for the potatoes. He ended his motivational address with praise for the splendid class of farmers and commended them for doing their share in the war. He said, "Its showing is among the best that I have visited so far in the state. Shoulder to shoulder, men of all classes, beliefs, and condition are doing a soldier's duty in working for a common cause." He assured them that their good work would have a tremendous influence in the final outcome of the Great War for lasting peace, liberty, and happiness. He then went on to Crookston and Ada. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county's stories.